the south parlor. As we go through the door into the front sitting room, we are struck by the beautiful paneling around the fireplace. A rare feature in most 18th and 19th century houses in Chatham, as only someone as affluent as Joseph Atwood could afford. On the right side of the fireplace is a narrow door leading into a small walk-in closet that backs up to the kitchen fireplace and beehive oven. Such a convenient drying room, where salt, sugar, or herbs could be kept dry, is not found in any other Chatham houses. To the left of the fireplace are two cupboards, one above the other, that also could be used to keep items dry or to store choice china or glassware. In front of these is a wheel for spinning cotton or flax that was in the Atwood family until early in this century when it was donated to the museum. On the hearth is a foot warmer, a small metal box that could hold hot coals to keep one's feet warm in a cold house, in a carriage, or at church. Most of the furniture in this room is from the 19th century, although the mahogany table in the center is Queen Anne style from about 1725. On that table is an Argand student lamp invented by a Swiss man of the same name in 1780. Because of the vents at the bottom of the circular wick used, it provided a very bright light. This one from the late 19th century burned whale oil. The bureau and the desk on the south side of the room are either from the late 18th or 19th century. The chairs around the table and the deacon's bench on the west wall are clearly 19th century. The portraits in this room are members of the family during the 19th century. The one to the right of the door from the kitchen is of Joseph Atwood, a great-grandson of the builder of the house, who was a mechanical dentist, as he made false teeth from ceramic, an accomplishment of which he was very proud, as shown by the inclusion in the painting of the image of his handiwork. He practiced dentistry in the house built by his father on the corner of Stage Harbor Road and Cross Street. He was perhaps even better known for a patent medicine that he invented and called Atwood's Pain-Destroying Victor. His advertisement for his product stated, "Try it once, and you will always use it." This portrait, and that of his infant daughter to the right of the south wall, was painted in 1849 by Giddings Ballou, who ultimately painted all the others in the room. Ballou was the son of his first president of Tufts University and schooled by his father in the classics, but painting was his real passion. Because his health was delicate in his youth, he was advised by doctors to live near the ocean in the belief that the air there was better for one's health. He therefore took a packet boat from Boston to Provincetown in about 1840 and settled in Brewster, where he earned his keep by painting portraits. After living there for several years, he was hired to teach at the school of Whitewash Village on Monomoy. While there, he met Azuba Atwood Taylor, whose ship captain's husband had died, leaving her with a large house on Cross Street. They were married on May 2, 1867. Also by Ballou is the portrait of Joseph White Azina, and across the room next to the late 18th century desk is one of Joseph's sister, Pesha. Below that portrait is a 19th century deacon's bench, and to the right of that is a rush-seated Queen Anne-style chair. To the left of the fireplace is a flax spinning wheel that was in the Atwood family from the early in the 19th century. The cupboards above this spinning wheel are typical of most Cape houses of both the 18th and 19th centuries. They too were placed to take advantage of heat from the fireplace to keep contents dry.